to become a theory. I just have a lot of belief in that view. That one, if we manage agriculture well, locally, which is to say there is enough food, the effect of inflation is not that bad.
So this is driven by food inflation?
I think so. No, let me... Because it is the inflation here we are facing now is driven by a poor economy, the Ukraine-Russia war, and general rises in price of fuel, etc. Okay, that's what is driving it, and it's driving global inflation. Now, that has exacerbated a local situation, and the local situation is our debt and the city. Going now, our debt connects to the city and the number of things. So we've created a local situation where, even without Ukraine, Adimani, we have calculated that the Ukraine-Russia war affects 30% of what's going on here. And that more of what is going on has to do with ramping up our debt and messing our economy up. Now, we think that that is driving that inflation. Part of what, but the effect of that inflation, and let me take a bit of time to explain. We can have a lot of inflation, but if the average Ghanaian wakes up and drinks cocoa, Hausa cocoa, and of the Hausa cocoa that he drinks, only sugar is imported, and he eats rice and beans, okay, and the rice is local rice and the beans is local, and he eats kinke in the evening, basically manages to get 3 square meals without imported inputs, which is possible to about 90%, okay, he will not feel so much the effect of the inflation. So that's the, you know, this differentiating thing I'm talking about. And when you want to, you know, pay child school fees, you know, buy fuel, you know, buy a suit or whatever it is, then you feel it. So I have the view that regardless of what happens around the world, which we don't have control about, if we can focus on agriculture and make sure that at least we have food inflation really low, the effects of inflation will not be felt so badly by the mass of our people, and we'll have some calm. So my problem is that we failed in our agriculture policy too. And therefore we have to import food. And that brings in that inflation also. Now, to that extent, I think what people are feeling, and for me, what I care more about is what people, ordinary people are feeling. And for you and I, we feel it. Especially those of us who have to pay wages and all, it's terrible. But we manage to get by. Okay, but there are people who it really hits hard. People who will lose their homes because they can't pay when the next rent comes around. And that's what I worry about. And those ones, if we are dealt with that, yes. And failing in agriculture policy affects those people more. And that is why I think we need to focus a bit. And I am against all kinds of government interventions because they mess with the market. But if government, for instance, imported food and took a loss on it, there is a risk of smuggling it out. But I don't think even 10% of it will be smuggled out. You would have the effect of reducing food inflation locally.